Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette police investigate death of elderly woman at Legacy Living Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette Police Department is investigating the death of an 88-year-old woman found outside the Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center last Friday morning. According to a press release from the City of Gillette, at 4:10 a.m. on January 10th, officers responded to a 911 call from the 1000 block of South Douglas Highway. Upon arrival, they confirmed the woman, a resident of the facility's memory care wing in the Cottonwood unit, was deceased. She was discovered unresponsive in the facility courtyard by a staff member. The exact cause of death remains under investigation. County 17 reported in a statement from Campbell County Health, CCH expressed condolences to the woman's family and acknowledged the ongoing investigation. The statement said, "We have been in direct contact with the resident's family to inform them of the situation and to offer our deepest condolences for their loss." CCH has launched an internal investigation and taken immediate steps to enhance safety measures. Three staff members directly involved in the incident have been suspended, and additional personnel have been assigned to strengthen oversight and security. CCH stated, "We are committed to transparency and will share the results of the investigation once they are available." They also emphasized their dedication to preventing similar incidents in the future, pledging to address contributing factors and implement changes as necessary. The investigation by GPD and CCH is ongoing. Updates will be provided as more details become available. Gillette's 38th annual Charity Chili Cook-Off is this Saturday at the Camplex Wyoming Center. Taste incredible chili, salsa, and guacamole from 31 teams while supporting the S House Foundation. VIP entry is at 3 p.m. for $25. General admission begins at 4 p.m. for $15. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.